Ali, I know you are familiar with what we call the SOGI or SOGI bill. Do you know what is SOGI bill? S-O-G-I-E. Hindi nyo alam yung SOGI bill, kung ano nangyayari ngayon. SOGI bill is the Sexual Orientation Gender Identity Expression. And I believe that the Senate actually did not approve the bill, and we praise the Lord for that. But there is another bill that is in Congress right now, which talks about divorce. And I'm sure you are also familiar with that. That is already in our Congress. They're already talking about the bill about divorce. And today we will talk about divorce, but not the divorce between husband and wife, but the divorce between what we say and what we do in life, or what we between our faith and our works. Because just like what Dr. Anderson said, and let me quote him, he said that the ridiculous masquerade of Christians going to church, proclaiming one thing, and then going home, leaving out another message, is not hidden from the world. They see us. The world can see us and ask, why bother getting married? Why bother going to church? Why bother becoming a Christian? Their sermons are divorced from their lifestyles. I don't see how Christianity has any effect on their lives except to help them form another social club. And that's the reality nowadays. How many of us truly apply what we heard Sunday after Sunday? How many of us, once we go home, we truly meditate the Word of God, we meditate the lesson that we heard, and we want to apply it in our lives? How many of us truly want to really experience the Word of God through application? There should be no divorce, my dear brothers and sisters. There should be no divorce between what we say and what we do. Meaning between faith and works. They must go together, faith and works. We are not saying that we are saved by good works. Because let me just say this right on the very onset. Salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. But once we get saved, okay, there's no divorce between faith and works. We must be practical as a believer, as a Christian. Okay? We must be practical. Show your faith through actions. Where can we find that? In James chapter 2, verses 14 to 26. May I invite all of you to please stand in reverence to the reading of God's word. James chapter 2, verses 14 to 26. The word of God says, what good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show my faith by my works. You believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe, and even shudder. Do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was completed by his works. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. And in the same way, was not also Rahab the prostitute justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead. May God be praised for the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we ask your Spirit to be with us as we discuss, Lord God, this very difficult passage that is right in front of us. So, Father, I ask for your Spirit to be with us, for all of us to open our minds and our hearts in order for us to understand what James is trying to say to us as believers. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Please be seated. Before we go to our passage, let me just announce you that, again, we will be having a walk through the Passion of Christ 2018 this coming Holy Week. That's the last week of March. That's March 26 up to April 1. So if you are free, if you are just here in the area, we invite you to help us, to go along with us, to walk alongside with us in this evangelistic event. We will do it at the grounds of Ayala Mall Solenad, and also here we will have a film showing, evangelistic film showing throughout the week of the Holy Week. So if you are interested to become workers for WPC 2018, just approach our ushers outside, and we are very much willing to accommodate you, and please do help us, especially for the men. I'm calling all the men of GCF Nuvali on for the ingress and egress. Kailangan po namin kayo dahil yung po magse-set up po tayo doon sa baba. The ingress, I believe, because Ayala, I saw the email of Ayala, would be on March 25, that's Sunday, 10 p.m. up to 9 a.m. the following morning. So yun po yung binibigay nilang time frame for the ingress. And also for the egress, April 1, 10 p.m. up to April 2 of 9 a.m. So I hope that the men of GCF Nuvali will be challenged. Sana po ay may makita ako sa March 25 na kasama po namin to set up our booth or the boards. Kung naalala nyo po last year, ginawa na rin po natin yan dyan sa ibaba. And also let me give you the good news for GCF Nuvali. We already made the reservation for the lot. Okay? Alam nyo ba yon? Di ba an-announce ko yan? Parang gising na po ba tayo? This is a good news for us. The Lord has given us a place. If you know AUP, alam nyo po ba yung AUP? Just, malapit lang naman dito sa place natin. Just across AUP, nandun po yung lot na ibinigay sa atin ng Lord. The size is 867 square meters. So a few meters away from the Santa Rosa Tagaytay Road. So malapit lang din po siya dun sa pinaka-highway. So if you know K-Mall, kung alam nyo yung K-Mall banda doon across AUP, beside that. Actually, nandun lang siya kasi it's a commercial area. So nandun po yung ibinigay sa atin ni Lord. So, and we really praise the Lord for that. So I'm praying and I'm really hoping that GCF Nuvali will be with us in this journey as we move from this place to the promised land. So sana kasama po namin kayo. Huwag kayong maiwan sa wilderness, di ba? Sana po ay kasama namin kayo na kapag lumipat po tayo, nandun pa rin po tayong lahat sa ating sariling place na ibinigay ni Lord. And ano po yung mga possible na mangyayari? But let me first show it to you. Ayan, para ma-picture natin kung nasaan. If you can see, nandito po yung lot area. Ayan po yung AUP. Ayan po yung... Kaya po traffic dyan, by the way, baka matakot tayo. Pastor, ang traffic dyan. Kasi nagro-road widening eh. May ginagawa lang dyan. So I believe that by the time na matayo yung building, tapos na rin po yung road widening. So mawawala na rin naman yung traffic dyan. So if you can see, it's just a few meters away from the Santa Rosa Tagaytay Road. Ito po yung K-Mall na ako tinatawagin nila dyan. Nandiyan, may mga, meron dyan, sa mga vegetarian, meron po dyan restaurant for you. Okay? Sa mga vegetarian. So nandito lang po yung lot. It's around 867 square meters. That's our faith place. Why faith place? Because... sabi po sa binasa natin, di ba? Faith without works is dead. So we must take action. If this was given to us by the Lord, then let's, by faith, let's take that step of faith. Kaya we have our down payment. We prayed for it. Yan, nandyan po yung lot area. Ito po yan, hanggang dun. Banda dun yan. 867 square meters. So we're praying na matapos po yung building. Actually, ito po yung story dyan. Our loan is ready. Okay, sa bank. And what's the rationale of all of these things? We're paying Ayala around 310 to 320,000 a month. Okay? And syempre hindi sa atin napupunta 'yon. Kay Ayala lahat 'yon. Okay? And this one, yung loan po natin, initial loan is around 15 million to pay the lot and also to have at least our worship area, you know, face by face. We can pay it in 5 years. The amount is just around 285,000 monthly. So it's much lower than what we are paying right now here in Ayala. At least yun po, after 5 years sa atin. Yung binabayad natin dito kay Ayala, hindi po ito magiging sa atin. Okay? At pataas lang ng pataas yung rent. It will just increase year after year. So that's the rationale why we grabbed the opportunity. And by the way, the lot is just 11,500 per square meter. And I talked to many businessmen. They say na that's the cheapest that you can get in this area near Nuvali. So I hope that you will be with us. Kasama po ba namin kayo doon? Parang mahina eh. Kasama po ba namin kayo dyan? Paglipat dyan, kasama kayo. Okay. Here's the thing. Okay, let's give God a round of applause. Okay. Here's another thing. Okay. Because we will be paying the bank after they release the loan. Definitely we'll be paying the bank immediately. And we cannot afford to also pay Solenad at the same time. So that would cost us close to 600,000 if we will pay both. Okay. So what we will do is we're praying for a temporary place just around the area, near the area. And I do hope for about a year, I hope po kapag nakakita kami, kasama po pa rin po namin kayo doon sa temporary place. It's just a temporary place because we all know that we're building a building, okay, in AUP. So hopefully, if not at Seda Hotel or somewhere, we're still looking for a place that is much cheaper than 320,000 a month. Okay, so I do hope that even in our temporary place, you will still be with us. This is a journey for about a year, just temporary, because we all know our permanent, the end goal is our building in across AUP. So I do hope that all of you will be journeying with us. In this, what we call faith place or the God-sized project that God has given us. Now, last week, the lesson for us is that we must show no favoritism among the congregation or in our assembly, in this church. On what ground? James said, on the ground that we should love our neighbor. That is the first reason that he gave us. That's why we should show no favoritism. Second reason is the judgment seat of Christ. That is We read that in James chapter 2, verses 12 to 13. It says here, so speak and so act as those who are to be judged under the law of liberty. If you're wondering, we are all believers and yet we will be judged. Yes, there will be judgment for believers. And we call that the judgment seat of Christ. That is why I told you last week that our obedience, it matters to God. Our obedience, it does not affect our, it does not has any effect in our salvation. Because salvation is by grace through faith in Christ. But after we got saved, our obedience, it has eternal significance on the rewarding at the judgment seat of Christ. So today, on that note, on that context, we will continue our sermon. That's what James is saying here. For you to keep yourself unstained from the world and in view of the judgment seat of Christ, not only that we must show no favoritism, but we must also show our faith through action. Okay? That's our lesson this morning. So let's look at the inquiry or the question, the rhetorical question that James asked. He said, what good is it, my brothers? Okay? What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? Again, look at that word, my brothers. This is very important to establish the context of our passage. At least in chapter 2, he mentioned brothers 4 times, and then another 4 times in chapter 1. So all in all, chapters 1 and 2, about 8 times that James mentioned the Greek word adelphos, which was translated here as brothers or brothers and sisters, meaning he is talking to believers. Okay, that's a very important in our context. He is already talking to believers. That's why I told you, he's not talking about our salvation. Okay? He's already talking to those who are already been saved, to the believers. Okay? Why am I saying this? Because later on, we will also read the word justification. Because somehow in our theology, we know that we are justified by faith, not by works. We all understand that in the Pauline epistle. But now in James epistle, we can see justified by works. So how can we reconcile that two words? Okay, we will understand that later. So overall, The book of James, it talks about the behavior of the believers. Okay? It's not talking about the way of salvation, but the walk of the believers. That's very important in reading the book of James. So how can we keep ourselves unstained from the world? That's what he mentioned in James chapter 1, verse 27. First, show no favoritism. The first part of chapter 2. Now, the second part of chapter 2, show your faith through actions. Also in the view of what we call the judgment seat of Christ. Therefore, our works, my dear brothers and sisters, our works, it matters to God. Our obedience, it has eternal significance. Everything that we are doing right now as a believer, it has eternal significance. There's a reward that awaits to those who obey God. Let me be clear on that. There's a reward to those who obey. To those who obey God. But for those who disobey, even if you got saved, the Apostle Paul wrote that in 1 Corinthians. He said, you will suffer loss. Yes, you are saved, but you will suffer loss. So it's better for us to obey now. Because again, our obedience, it has eternal significance. Now, he said, also, in chapter 2, verse, here's the context. In verse 13, he said, mercy triumphs over judgment. The word mercy, this is important to establish our context, this passage, because the word mercy, it means compassion, care, and also clemency. Clemency means forgiveness. That is the implication. So we must show compassion and care to other people. That is why he said, if someone has faith and does not have works, can that faith save him? Remember, James said in James chapter 1, verse 22, you must become doers of the word, not hearers only. Because it's useless if you will just hear the word and you will not apply the word of God. So what he meant here is he's not talking about eternal salvation, but rather he is putting the practical sense of the salvation that we receive from the word, from the Lord. Because the word save, or the Greek word is sozo, it also means, it does not only mean eternal salvation. Here's the nuance. Here's the other meaning of the word sozo. It also means to preserve, to rescue from natural danger or from affliction, to keep from harm. That's also what the word save means. So it depends on how the author uses that word. So in this sense, James uses that word save. Can that faith save him? I believe he is using it is not about eternal salvation, but the temporal salvation to keep us from any harm. That's also salvation. Physical sense, in the physical sense. Okay. And how did James use the word faith here? I like one scholar, Keener, differentiate the usage of Paul and James, okay, of the word faith, because they have a different usage on how they use the word faith. Okay? Here's one. According to NIV Cultural Background Study Bible, James uses the term faith differently here from the way Paul does. Okay? But neither writer would disagree with others' point. Genuine faith is a reality on which one stakes one's life, not merely passive assent to a doctrine. For James, expression of faith, like non-discrimination, showing no favoritism, non-violence, must be lived, not merely acknowledged. We must live and not just merely acknowledge. That is for James. So what can we learn from this? Okay? James is not talking about soteriology or the study of salvation, but rather he's talking about what we call practical theology. Okay? That is the context. Okay, of our passage, practical theology. So what he is trying to say here in raising this rhetorical question is, be practical. Show your faith through actions. How did we know that? Look at the illustration that he gave in verses 15 to 17. Here's the illustration. That's why we know that James is not talking about eternal salvation, but the practical side of salvation because of the illustration that he gave us. Again, James, he reiterated his lesson in this passage. Look at this. Throughout this passage, look at that three times he mentioned his lesson. He said, so also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Again, he said, faith apart from works is useless. And after the last sentence, he said, faith apart from works is dead. So that's the lesson. That's the main lesson that James wants to convey to his audience. Now, going back to the illustration, faith if it does not have works, is dead. Look carefully at his illustration. He's talking about a brother or a sister who is in need. Okay. Now, the implication of the illustration is this. If we can't help our own brothers and sisters, how can we even help the outsiders? Those who do not belong to the same household of faith. That is actually his point. His point is that he's not saying that we should not help the unbelievers. That's not his point. But he is putting emphasis that if you can't even help your own brothers and sisters, how can you help the outsiders? That's why he said, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. If you see someone who is in need, and you just say, go in peace and be warm and be filled. Giniginaw na eh. And you're just saying, be warm. May mangyayari ba doon? Palagay nyo. If you see someone, okay, ginaw na, and then sabi mo lang, sige, be warm, mainitan ka. Palagay nyo, ano mangyayari doon? May mangyayari ba? Yun yung point ni James. That's how practical James is. Faith without works is dead. We are talking about in the practical realm. We are talking about reality. And the word dead, nekros in Greek, yes, it means lifeless body, but the word nekros, it also means useless. So our faith, if it does not accompany with works, it is useless in this world. It's nothing in this world. We're talking about the practical side of faith. So faith without works, it is useless in the physical realm. Remember, when you read the Bible, context is king. Always look at the context. Okay, we're not talking about salvation, but we're now talking about the practical theology. We're talking about the practical side of faith. So what can we learn from this? The believers, we are being encouraged to do good works. As someone who has already been saved, we are to show compassion and care to others. Our faith must be vibrant. Not only that we will be useful in the kingdom of God, but let me encourage you as believers again, we will receive a reward if we obey. If we obey the word of God. Let me be clear on this. We're not talking about salvation because salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. We understand that because it's also written in the Word of God in Ephesians chapter 2, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. So it is by grace, our salvation. It is by grace to be received by faith in Christ, okay? And the Bible says there is no other name given under heaven by which man can be saved. Only the name of Jesus. Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Okay, so when we talk about salvation, it is by grace. Now that we are already saved, okay? Now that we are already saved, church, we must be practical. We must show our faith through actions. And I am so blessed that we have members and leaders in this church that who really help our brothers and sisters in Christ. They are rich in terms of good works. Their faith can really be seen through their actions. Now, last Thursday, I received an invitation to be their guest speaker on May 20. At first, I'm hesitant to accept it, but I just realized that the Lord is coming very soon, so we must continue to just minister. Why? Because actually, their church is located at the middle of farm. Nasa gitna ng bukid yung church na nag-i-invite sa akin. So somehow, I'm thinking there's inconveniences, but forget about that inconveniences. I must minister to these people, even though nasa gitna ng bukid yung church nila. So, because how can I show my faith? If I am going to say no just because of my inconveniences, then how can I show my faith through my action? That's in my context. Okay, so I said yes. So, church, let me announce this as early as now that on May 13, I will be in Santa Cruz, and on May 20, I will be in Cavite. So, wala po ako dito ng 2 Sundays, but we have a good speakers on that Sunday, May 13 and May 20. Now, let me also share to you one group of friends. They are all believers. Let me just show you how they practice this, that faith without works is dead. I know this because I belong to their chat group. Okay? When one of their friends got sick, he needs to be hospitalized because he has some kidney problem. And upon learning that this brother, he has need, he's struggling financially, you know what they do? Instead of just praying, of course, prayer is very important. Okay? That's the first thing that we must do. Okay? Kapag ka po may lumapit sa atin, we must pray. Tama yon. Pero we must not stop at that. Di ba na, let me pray for you. Parang gandun lang. Okay? They're praying for him, but they showed their faith, okay, through their action. How? You know what? They deposited some amount in his bank account. At least to help him in his hospital bills. That is what James is trying to say here. It's not just enough for us to say, God bless you. That's good. I'm not saying that it is not good. That's good. We pray for someone who is in need. We pray for them. We say that God bless you. But let's also take some action in helping out. Because again, our faith, it will be useless if it's just through words. Ano ba yung ma-accomplish ng words natin? Wala yun. But through our action, then they can really see that we have faith. That's the point of James here. That's what he is trying to say to us as believers. It's not enough for us to just simply say, God bless you. We must show action, especially to those who are in need. Now, look at what Fee and Hubbard says about this. Faith without works is useless, not only for those who truly need the practical help promised in pious pronouncements, but also for professing believers who fail to produce the fruit of their faith. As action speak louder than words, faith that does not issue in good works is mere belief. And even demons believe God. Look at verses 18 to 26. He said, you believe that God is one, you do well. Even demons believe God. And even shudder. And then James continued, do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works, that is useless. So James anticipates an objector. That is why he said there, somebody will say, you have faith, I have works. So for James, I will show you my faith by my works. There's no divorce between faith and works. I will show you my faith by my works. And then he said, you believe that God is one, you do well. Because even demons, they even believe God. But what's the use of their belief? Nothing. Even in the, especially in the practical sense, the belief of the demons consists of nothing because they're not doing any good works. They're not beneficial to us. The demons, they're not beneficial even if they believe God. That is the point of James. We need to become beneficial to one another. Let's show our faith. Because Richardson said, the demons also have a monotheistic belief. They know of the reality of God, but they're no use to us because they're still malevolent. Now, to understand what James is trying to say here is that faith without works is useless because the word useless, okay? The word useless means idle or lazy. Worthless, in other words. Try to picture an idle and lazy person. Nobody wants to be with lazy person or an idle or a worthless person. Why? Because we know that that person is unproductive. That's why we don't want to be with them. The same is true when it comes to our faith. We should have action because we don't want to become worthless in the practical realm. We also want to be useful and not useless. That is why James said, faith without works is dead, or faith without works is useless in the practical sense. Okay? McGee said, faith without the fruit of faith is empty and futile as far as the world is concerned. Now, to prove his point, look at what James said in verses 22 to 26. He actually mentioned three times, justified by works. And he had two examples, okay? Abraham and Rahab. Now, in order for us to understand this, we will not misinterpret James here because he clearly said they're justified by works. We might say, how come Paul said justified by faith? And here comes James, he said justified by works, okay? We will now reconcile the two views here, okay, between Paul and James. One meaning of the word justified is to render favorable verdict. That is how Paul used the word justified. Just like in a courtroom, you are now free, okay? A favorable verdict. But another sense of that word, another meaning of the word justified, and this is how James is using the word justified, is this: to demonstrate to be morally right, to prove to be right. This is how James is using this word, okay? That for Abraham and Rahab, they were justified in the eyes of God by faith because God can see their hearts. Now, James is talking that these men, or Abraham and Rahab, they are now justified also in the eyes of men. Because men, we cannot see the heart of people. What we can see are the works of people. Right? That is how James is trying to, what he is trying to say here, okay? In order for you to have some graph or for you to picture this, okay? In Genesis chapter 15, talking about Abraham, because this is the example of James. In Genesis chapter 15, we can see that he was already justified before the eyes of God. Faith before God. And Paul talked about that in Romans chapter 4 and also in Galatians chapter 3. Faith is born. Okay, when Abraham believed, started to believe God, he was justified before God. That is judicial. Okay, and then he becomes a believer. Now, with the use of justified by works of James, when Abraham sacrifices Isaac, that is the example given by James, Abraham was now justified in the eyes of men, that we can see that indeed he has faith. Sino ba naman na makakakaya sa atin nun? When God says, offer up your son or your daughter, kaya ba natin gawin yon? Si Abraham nagawa niya, di ba? Although we know the story, hindi naman natuloy yon. But we can see that indeed Abraham believed God. Kasi si God, kita niya yung heart. Tao naman nakakakita nung works. So we're talking about being justified in the eyes of men. Ito yung sinabi ngayon dito ni James. That's why he said justified by works. The same is true with Rahab. When Rahab receives the spies, he was justified before God. Now, when he sent out the spies, di ba? Alala niyo ba yung story? Tinago niya yan and then pinadaan niya sa ibang daan yung mga spies. Para doon sa mga spies na yon, they indeed see or saw the faith of Rahab. The truly Rahab believed God. Kasi hindi tayo ibinenta eh. Pwede naman tayo ituro na doon sa mga kasama niya. Hindi tayo ibinenta. So, indeed, she believed God. That's why that's the stories in the fall of Jericho. That's why when they invaded Jericho, di ba, God saved Rahab. Kilala nila, alam nila na totoo si Rahab. That indeed Rahab believed God. So when Paul uses the word justification, it's before the eyes of God. Now when James uses the word justification, this is in the eyes of men. That's why he put emphasis on works. Because definitely we cannot see the heart of people, but what we can see are the works of men. So people or the world can see that indeed we have faith, if we show it through our actions, not just merely through our words. We must show it through our action. So what can we learn from this? Our faith should not be useless. Our faith should not be useless while we are still here on earth. We must show our faith to people through our actions. Through our actions. To give you a picture, think of a building. Since we're already looking forward to our own building, think of a building. Our faith, that is the substructure, that is the foundation. The works is the superstructure. Yun na yung nakikita natin. Yung bang foundation nakikita natin? No. Diba? But the building, the superstructure, we can see the superstructure. That's why we know perhaps that building, if it is really tall, we know that it has really deep foundation. Kita natin na meron talagang foundation yan, hindi gumigiba eh. So the same is true in our life. Our faith, that is the foundation, and then our works, that's the superstructure. Our faith, it can be seen by God. No problem with that. But how can people see that indeed we have faith? Through our actions. So we must show our faith through our actions. In conclusion, let me just say this to you. I got this from Dr. Anderson. He said, God sees the root. Okay? God sees the root while men can see the fruit. Using the analogy of a tree. Okay? God can see the root while men can see the fruit. Our works can light up our life. Our works can bring fire to our faith. We don't want to have a dead faith. So our works, it can help us to fire up our faith in God. So again, church, I'm not teaching about salvation by works. Okay, we're already talking about the believers. That our faith should be seen through our action. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. I just trust you, Lord God. I trust the Holy Spirit that you will just reinforce this lesson to us, Lord. That, Lord, what James is trying to say to us, it is not really about salvation, but it's about after salvation. That, Lord, as a believer, help us, Lord God, that the world, may the world can really see that we have faith in you through our actions. Help us, Lord God, to develop that thinking that we must continue to do good works for your glory and also, Lord God, for our reward that is coming when the Lord Jesus returns again. So, Father, may your name be glorified in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen.